Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, and welcome to COVID Quickly, a Scientific American podcast series.
This is your fast-track update on the COVID pandemic. We bring you up to speed on the science behind the most urgent questions about the virus and the disease. We demystify the research and help you understand what it really means.
I'm Tanya Lewis.
I'm Josh Fishman.
And we're Scientific American's senior health editors. Today, we'll talk about how vaccines boost immunity even if you've already been infected.
And how to handle going back to the office, even though COVID is still around.
Many unvaccinated people believe that if you got COVID once, you're totally protected against getting it again. But that's not true. Can you explain?
You're talking about the idea of natural immunity, that an early infection prevents another one. It turns out that isn't the best protection you can get. What seems to be better is something that scientists are calling hybrid immunity. That's natural infection plus a full course of vaccines. Three recent studies support this idea. Now, a previous infection does help. A paper just published in the journal Lancet Infectious Diseases looked at people in Sweden who were infected once. They had a lower risk of another infection when compared with folks who hadn't ever been infected or folks who hadn't been vaccinated. But here's where it gets interesting. Add vaccination on top of that early infection, and it improved protection by 50%. It also kept that protection going strong for another 6 months. And that dovetails with a long-term study in England, which tracked people for more than a year. It appeared in the New England Journal of Medicine. Early infection did prevent 80% of second infections that would otherwise be expected. That's pretty good. But adding vaccines improved that protection more, to nearly 100%. Finally, a study in Brazil found that people who'd been infected and then got two doses of vaccines avoided 65% of the new infections that you'd normally expect, and 80% of severe COVID cases. So infection alone does something, but adding vaccines does a lot more. And all of this brings up the issue of Omicron. I wonder, Tanya, if an infection with the original Omicron, BA1, prevents you from getting BA2, the subvariant that's circulating now.
That's a great question, Josh. In a recent story, SIAM contributor Charlie Schmidt reports that early studies suggest reinfection with BA2 after BA1 is possible, but rare. If you were infected with BA1, then you're probably well protected against BA2, Stephen Griffin, a virologist at the University of Leeds School of Medicine in England, told Charlie. But that protection may not be complete, Griffin said. Countries that had big BA1 peaks, like South Africa, haven't seen a big BA2 peak so far. Then again, the UK had a big BA1 surge and still saw a notable peak in BA2 infections several months later. But that could be more to do with the fact that it dropped all COVID restrictions, so people who had avoided getting infected in the previous wave might have gotten sick later. We're already seeing an uptick in infections in parts of the US, especially in the Northeast. Whether that will lead to another surge or just a small bump remains to be seen. The good news is, many people will have some immunity from infection, vaccination, or both.
So our company just announced that it's reopening the office and everyone is expected to show up. And with COVID around, I'm not super comfortable with crowds, Tanya. Are you?
Not exactly. I've been pretty careful throughout the pandemic, avoiding most indoor places except for essential ones like the grocery store. And I always wear an N95 or KN95 mask whenever I am indoors. So the idea of going back to the office regularly, especially without a mask mandate, has me a little nervous.
Aren't you vaccinated and boosted, though?
Yes, I've had all the shots, and I'm not super concerned about getting very sick myself. But I do worry about spreading the virus to others who are more vulnerable. I actually have an immunocompromised family member who I visit from time to time. And there's also the risk of long COVID. So I'm probably going to go into the office a couple days a week, but I'll wear my best N95. What about you?
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on the masks. People who work retail in grocery stores and restaurants wear them because they deal with a stream of different people all day. So I'll do that too. And I guess I also want to keep an eye on community spread. The CDC has a tracker for this called COVID-19 community levels. You can go ahead and Google that. It looks at both new cases and hospitalizations by county, and it uses those to describe areas as low, medium, or high spread.
So how do you think we should use that info?
Well, if my area goes into medium or high, I'm going to use a mask even more often. But, you know, it's just weird, Tanya, to look at these stats showing that cases are starting to rise and then say, hey, I'm going to hop on a crowded train or go to a crowded office, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely unnerving. Even though my risk of getting severely ill with COVID is fairly low, that doesn't mean I want to get it if I can help it, especially if we are really entering another surge. But does the CDC tracker miss some important information, Josh?
Yeah, it does. The tracker's pretty wishy-washy about when to wear a mask in medium risk areas.
Right. And according to the CDC, Manhattan is already considered medium risk. For now, I'll probably keep using my toolbox of precautions. In addition to wearing a good mask, I'll keep my distance on the train whenever I can, and I'll avoid crowded areas of the office.
Well, speaking of the office, what do you think of our place? Does it have a good airflow?
Well, our office doesn't have windows you can open, but it is a modern building and it does have a decent MERV filtration system. But even with these precautions, there's still some risk, and you can't help but feel a little anxious, right?
Look, anxiety's okay. I mean, this virus has killed 1 million Americans in 2 years. Now we seem to be in a world filled with spikes and dips. We do know a lot more about how to keep ourselves safer today. I think if we all act on that knowledge, like doing some of the things that you're doing, Tanya, maybe I, and a lot of other people, might start to feel kind of comfortable.
Now you're up to speed. Thanks for joining us. Our show is edited by Jeff Delvisio and Tulika Bose.
Come back in 2 weeks for the next episode of COVID Quickly. And check out SIAM.com for updated and in-depth COVID news.